Yesterday in New York, a federal appeals court struck down the Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, arguing that it violates the constitutional rights of same-sex couples. It is the seventh federal court to do so, and many think this case is now the one most likely to be taken up by the Supreme Court when it weighs in on the issue of same-sex marriage. Joining me is NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. And Nina, we said seven federal courts have now struck down the Defense of Marriage Act. How will the Supreme Court decide which case of these, if any, it's going to take for review?
Well, there are rules, and some of them are ambiguous. But what's not ambiguous is that when a lower court strikes down a federal law, that's headed straight for the Supreme Court. Here, of course, we've got seven of them.
Let's review what the real issues are here. The Defense of Marriage Act, passed by Congress in 1996, defines marriage as only between a man and a woman. What are the implications of that, the practical effects?
Well, it means that the federal government is barred from recognizing same-sex marriages, even when they're legal and recognized by state law. So if you're a legally married same-sex couple in any one of the six states where gay marriage is authorized, you're still not recognized as legally married by the federal government. And that means that you're denied benefits under literally hundreds of federal laws, benefits that go to heterosexual married couples, things like Social Security survivors benefits or spousal health benefits for federal employees. And in the case from New York this week, it was a tax benefit. A New York widow had to pay $363,000 in federal estate taxes when her same-sex spouse died, money that she would not have had to pay if her spouse was a man.
And why is this case from New York the one that most court watchers think the Supreme Court will ultimately take up?
Well, as we said, there are seven cases currently before the court, and in all of them, the lower court struck down DOMA. But until this week, only one of those cases had run all the usual legal hurdles and been decided by an appeals court. And it appeared that in that one case, Justice Elena Kagan might be recused because she may have had something to do with the case when she was Solicitor General in the Obama administration. And it's been pretty obvious that the court was worried about that because an eight-justice court could end up in a 4-4 tie. Mm-hmm. So the court just put off consideration of all of these cases at the beginning of the term. And, you know, you just have to conclude this is speculation, but it seems pretty obvious that the Supreme Court hoped that the New York case would be decided. And in fact, that's exactly what happened in amazingly short order. The appeals court issued its 43-page decision just 2 weeks after hearing oral arguments.
So, Nina, what happens now?
So, in all likelihood, the court will take the New York case, hold the other ones to wait for what happens. And it'll probably hear it in March. It's conceivable that it could go over till next term, but I doubt that very much.
Also at the Supreme Court is a lower court decision that strikes down California's Proposition 8. Proposition 8 banned same-sex marriage. What's going to happen with that case?
Well, the court could hear that with the DOMA case, but there are also good reasons not to. The justices usually try to avoid sort of jumping headlong into huge social issues. They often try to act slowly, one bite at a time, one step at a time. If the court were to strike down DOMA, that would still leave state laws that ban same-sex marriage in place. And the court could probably punt on Prop 8 because it only involves California, not the whole country. Or the court could even send the case back and say, look, we have new rules that we've established in this DOMA case. Now apply that to your Prop 8 case.
NPR's Nina Totenberg. Nina, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.